93.7, the River of the Ghosts of Classic Rock, redefined from Nirvana on a Thursday. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2019 has been revealed.
Oh.
With seven inductees slated to join the Rock Hall ranks next year. The Cure, Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, Roxy Music, and the Zombies. Of the seven names who will enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the March 29th, 2019, the next one, induction ceremony in New York. Three of the artists are first-time nominees, and that would be Def Leppard. Congratulations to them. Long time coming. Stevie Nicks, about damn time. And Roxy Music, who I always liked. And they didn't have a bunch of hits, but the big song that I always loved for them is Love is a Drug. That was kind of their first big hit.
Okay.
And then I Love More Than This.
Okay.
So they're getting
More
in.
More Than This. Yes. Yeah. Got it.
Don't do that again. Nicks is already inducted as a member of Fleetwood Mac.
Such a jerk.
But never on her own. And as for fan votes for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, four of the five artists who topped that tally are getting inducted. Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, The Zombies, and The Cure. And that's by fan votes.
That's great. That's a good pick right this year.
Yeah. And the Zombies, Janet Jackson, they're the bridesmaid nominees, they call them, who finally get to walk down the induction aisle. And the Brit psych pop band was previously nominated three times, blah, 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 blah. So, and I don't have, let me see here if it says when the first televised showing on VH1, usually VH1 airs it. I don't have a date beyond March 29th. So I know they're going to have a big, you know, TV thing. And what they do is they run this on VH1 back to back to back all weekend. And they just run it right after another. So you will get to see it if any of those bands interest you. So
yeah,
congratulations.
That's way cool, dude. Finally, some good ones going in there.
Yeah. Kind of nice to see rock and roll in there.
That's right.
You know, with the exception of Janet Jackson. But again, where are you going to put the pop music? I don't know.
There's no home for it, and I don't know if there ever will be.
Well, then you can't go into our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you don't have a home, you don't break into ours.
Rock and roll, I think, it is supposed to encompass everything.
Yeah, I know what it's supposed to do, but I just want it to be just rock and roll.
I know.
Country music has their own. They have a country music one. They don't interfere with us.
Which I find odd, because I think of the genres of music, if there's going to be another one to have popped up, it should have been like hip-hop or R&B or pop.
Yeah,
or
it should just be pop, rock, country.
I would think.
And then if there's, you know, people with classical music, no one cares about that. So, I mean, you don't need any of that. Worldly music, no one cares about that.
Well, actually, a lot of people do care about classical. I just don't think it's anyone you and I know.
Yeah.
Or associate with.
So, congratulations to them. Coming up, it is a Thursday, and on Facebook here shortly, my wife begged that I would post this. Hershey, the adopted step poodle, has a special Christmas photo he'd like to share with you on a Thursday.
Oh, my God, is that right?
Yeah, wait till you see this.
Yeah!
Yes.
Woo!
Hershey wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, so we'll put that on Facebook.
Thank
Run,
you, Hershey.
Do not walk.
Yeah.
And then at 8 o'clock, you'll get to meet this week's adorable adoptable, a 4-year-old girl, and you're going to fall in love with her. You'll see her on Facebook right around 8 o'clock. Plus, we got to get the pigskin.